Hey, 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 a few quick questions for you. Firstly, is your health and wellness important to you? Do you want to do something about it? And do you want it to be something that feels easy and fun? If you answered yes in your brain to all of those questions, then exciting news for you. My new program, Radiate and Renew, will be starting in May. It's a 4-week program and it will be focusing on creating 4 new little habits. So each week we'll be focusing on building 1 small habit. Now next week, I will tell you more details, including price and how you can sign up. For now, you can check out the details and you can join the waiting list. I'm so excited about Radiate and Renew. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Orlena Kerrick. Happy, happy September. Happy end of summer. Happy start of academic year 2022 to 2023. I hope that you are excited to see what new things happen. Today, I have an amazing treat for you. I have invited one of my clients called Heidi to come and chat about what it's like in the Healthy You, Healthy Family program. Now, there are several reasons for me inviting her to talk. Number one, if you are thinking about joining the Healthy You, Healthy Family program, which will give you all the tools that you need to lead a long and healthy life, to lose weight in a natural way, to enjoy healthy living, to enjoy movement, to enjoy all of those things so that you do it all without thinking, then I want you to know what you're letting yourself in for. No, seriously, I want you to see how easy it is and to see how you can do things with support and what it's like being in the program. So that's number one. Now, if you're not considering joining the Healthy You, Healthy Family program, well, number one, why not? Because it really is an amazing program. But even if you're not, I want you to have a listen to what Heidi says, and there's some really big take-home messages. And I think for me, when you listen to her story, you can see that she started really, really well. And then life started happening. And she slid back a bit. In her words, she describes it as a roller coaster. And I think this is something that I want people to understand, because people always have this idea of, hey, I'm going to make amazing progress. Now, you may make an amazing progress, but it may also be that things slow down, things speed up, just like a roller coaster. And that is perfectly normal. And the other things that I think really resonate for me when I listen to Heidi is her talking about motivation, accountability, and being in a group. So if you are interested in joining the Healthy You, Healthy Family program throughout the month of September, and even if you're not interested, you can still have this chat, but throughout the month of September, I am doing a Get Unstuck chat. Now, places are limited because my time is limited. But what we will do with this chat is figure out where you are getting stuck and get you unstuck. And then when we've chatted about where you are and where you want to get to, if you're interested, I can tell you about the group program. Now, one thing I will say about the group program is it is a lifetime program. Yes, lifetime. Now, there are several reasons that it is lifetime. And one of them is Heidi, because when I was doing my program before, I was doing a 3-month program, and I realized that what happened was Heidi did really, really well, and then we stopped working together, and you know, life happened for her. And I don't want that for people. I want my clients to feel supported forever. And so at that time, I made a decision to make my program lifetime. I know, it is absolutely amazing. It really is amazing. There are very, very, very few health coaches who offer lifetime coaching. Now, obviously, legally, I can't say lifetime, because what does lifetime mean? So what I do is I guarantee a year. And after that, you can just carry on attending all the coaching classes. So come and book a Get Unstuck chat. They will be offered on a first come, first serve. If you can't find a slot that works for you, just email me. Email me on my email list. Okay, take it away, Heidi.
Heidi.
Hello.
Thank you for spending a little bit of time here and chatting to me and being honest and upfront about what it's like to be in the Healthy You, Healthy Family group program. Do you want to just start by telling people who you are and a little introduction?
Yeah, I guess I'm just like a lot of us women out there. I'm a busy mum in my mid-40s, and I have two young boys, 4 and 7. And I do have a partner, but he lives away at the moment. So, yeah, and I'm busy with work. So, yeah, it's been pretty full on for me. But, yeah, I guess that's just what you do when you have kids and you grow up, and it's good, you know.
Life is life. I love having the kids. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And so before we started working together, can you tell us a little bit about what challenges you were experiencing? So physical, mental, emotional, what were your frustrations?
I guess my frustrations were that I kind of lost the old me in some ways, because I've been so busy being the new me, which is the mum, and working as well. And I just lost my mojo to have faith and confidence in myself to get back on to where I left off, I suppose. I was just eating whatever I wanted to, and I'd put some weight on. And, yeah, I was just caught in a roundabout, I suppose. So I guess I was sort of thinking that I probably do need something different, maybe some support and help just to pull me out, because sometimes when you're in those roundabouts, it is hard to step out, even though you think, well, you know, I should be able to do this. I've done it before. I know how to eat healthy. How hard can it be, right? But when you're in it, it's hard to get out of it sometimes. So, yeah, that's, I guess, how I found you. I was listening to a few podcasts, and I thought, wow, that resonates with how I think and things that you said. So here I am.
Perfect. And when we started work together, what results did you get?
Well, I think initially the results was just different ideas, I guess, of how to go about things. A big thing was accountability, just checking in with you every few weeks as to where I was up to, and starting to home in on, you know, the four pillars. And a big one for me was, I guess, just being mindful of what you're eating, and, you know, why you do want to eat a lot healthier than what I am, and be a lot more accountable in what I am eating, and, you know, setting the goals as to where I want to go. So I guess when you have somebody else to talk to about that other than in your own head, and that support, then, yeah, I had some pretty good results straight up.
Yeah, really, you started off and you lost like 25 pounds in 3 months, and it was amazing.
Yeah, it was unreal. I was like, oh, my God, how can this be so easy? And I think it was just the fact that for the first time in a long time, I got serious. I got my mindset right, and I just started being accountable for what I was eating. And, you know, it wasn't just eat what you want when you want. It was mindful eating. So, you know, eating healthier choices, not eating when you don't need to, like cutting out the snacks. I was already doing some good exercise when I started with you, and it just all came together. And it was a really good boost to my confidence to get that result straight up. And to prove to myself that, you know, you can do it. You just have to put that effort in and keep turning up every day. And, you know, and you do have some setbacks here and there. And, you know, because I've been sort of eating not the best for a while now.
Yeah, so I was going to say that 3 months, like it always sounds amazing. Yeah, I lost 25 pounds in 3 months. And I think a lot of people grab onto those results, and, you know, you see them all over the internet. I lost 100 pounds in 10 days and things like that. And I always think, but that's not the end of the story. And it wasn't the end of the story for you. So at that stage, we actually stopped working together because I was doing a 3 month thing at the time, and things started to slide backwards for you. So what happened there?
I guess, you know, your old habits just slip back. And if you're not, you know, I guess catching up every fortnight and nutting out a few little bugs here and there and just reporting in just keeps your mind in the sink and, you know, encouraging my mindset a little bit. Like I remember before I did the last reboot, I was talking about summer coming up and saying, oh, well, maybe, you know, I'll just lose a few kilos. I'll wait till summer. And you're like, why wait? Why are you waiting till summer? Why don't you do it now? And I kind of thought, well, yeah, why don't I? Like, that doesn't sound silly to me. And so that's when I thought, well, all right, if I'm going to get serious, let's do another reboot, which just rejogs my taste buds, my mindfulness, and my eating habits. and drops a few of those kilos, a couple that I might have put back on and a couple that I needed to take off or trying to anyway. And it just inspires you to push on. So yeah, it's a roller coaster, but like you say, just
you're doing so amazingly well.
Time.
And I'm super proud of you, buddy.
I've been really happy about it, you know. But yeah, I can see that, you know, I'm not 100% the healthy Heidi that I want to be yet. And I still have my personal goals to lose some more weight to fit back into my bag of skinny jeans, which before this, I used to look at that bag and go, as if you're going to fit back into them, you know, wake up to yourself. But now I'm like, well, you know what? That's what your goal is, you know. Don't say you can't, just say you're going to. And, you know, it mightn't happen as quick as you want, but
yeah,
if you're thinking that you can do it and you're aiming towards it and you get there, well, you know, how great's that? So I'm not going to say not. I'm going to say I'm trying to, you know. And
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
So what do you think has made this experience different from anything else?
I don't know. I guess just catching up with a couple of other women in the group too and hearing about their little, you know, humps that they have along the way. You know, we're all struggling, we're all busy, we're all tired, we've got kids, we're working. Oh my God, my health just goes out the window. So, you know, just feeling that support that, you know, you're not alone and you're not a Martian with all that going on and you can't handle it. It's a normal thing. And, you know, here's some strategies, you know, what's worked for me, maybe it'll work for you. And just, you know, being mindful about what I'm doing and catching up on a regular basis. So, yeah,
fabulous.
You know, I seem to be getting the results and I'm enjoying it and it's just something I want to do. Otherwise, I think, you know, if I did finish up in that 3 months, I'd probably just flake off and, you know, maybe start slowly putting the weight back on because I'm not staying on my track, you know. So I think you do need a long amount of time just to, yeah, keep yourself going, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And partly your story and partly one of the stories that I had with my own coaches was that I decided that I wanted my program to be lifetime. And, you know, I don't envisage people spending, I don't think you're going to want to necessarily come all the time, but that you have that possibility to come when life is lifing. So my last question to you is, would you recommend my coaching services to other people?
I definitely would. For me, it's worked, but it's like anything. At the end of the day, it's up to you and you've got to put the work in and you've got to get that mindset that I am going to do this, I am giving it a go. And with little things that you say, like it's only 2 weeks, you know, like that to me, I can manage 2 weeks. It's when I come off the 2 weeks, you know, I'm in danger a little bit. So that's why I'm keeping on because I'm monitoring that and I'm aware of it. And I know if I start sliding back really bad, rather than letting the bandwagon go, I'm going to just jump back on me 2 week reboot you know, keep my journey going. And that is to be healthier, stay mindful and lose those kilos and try and get back into those skinny jeans.
Fabulous.
So, yeah, you know, if you want to do something, then, you know, here's some support here, but you know, you're not going to do it for us.
No, exactly. So what I say to people is I offer you the expertise so that you know what to do, and then it's accountability and motivation. And I think those are the three things that I offer people in the group. Plus, you know, the motivation and accountability of having other people in the group. It's not just me, as you say, it's that whole group and being spurred on by other people.
Yeah. And it takes a while to sink in. Like, it's a funny thing, you know, like, you don't just come away after one meeting and go, oh, well, I've got all the points I need. Like sometimes you just need to hear the same thing over and over again for a few catch-ups and then finally, I don't know, the lights come on and you're like, oh, I am home. Oh, I get that now. Oh, that's relevant and it helps you. So, you know, just practicing the talk and then practicing the walk are two things that I think that have helped me, you know, because otherwise you're on your own and sometimes you can be your own worst enemy because you just go round and round in your head. And you're still looking in the mirror going, oh, God, when am I ever going to start this bloody diet? But, you know, the whole time we've never talked about a diet. It's just about being mindful and eating healthier and, you know, getting to where you need to be, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I guess another question really is, you know, how is your relationship with food? Do you feel that that has changed?
Look, I think it has. There's still the old bad habits that are going to take a while to shake. But in saying that, I'm just not this unaccountable person that I used to be, you know, like life was great before in a bad way because I could eat whatever I want, whenever I wanted, however much I wanted. But these days I'm kind of like, oh no, you know, you don't want to keep eating processed food. It's a little bit and it's only sometimes and, you know, you're not hungry and you're making better choices at breakfast and you're having better dinners and I just don't eat as much food and I don't need it, you know. And even the intermittent fasting, or I do like fasting on Mondays to reward, like just to catch up over from a weekend. I just think that's been a great thing to do. And some Mondays I don't do it. It doesn't happen. I decide I want to eat whatever. It's not the end of the world. But a lot of Mondays I do because it just keeps me, it helps me stay on track and my body does enjoy it. It's just your mind you've got to fight because your mind becomes used to eating. And yeah. You stop listening to your body. So I think it's something, you know, you're fighting those two parallels.
And when you're eating healthily and, you know, you're in the swing of things, what about your energy levels? Do you feel that they're higher?
Yeah, definitely you do. If you're eating better food, you know, your body's feeling better and you're getting better results for longer. Where, you know, if you're eating those high carb, high sugar, you know, short hits, then, you know, they're just going to pick you up and dump you back where you started. So, you know, you are what you eat, as they say, I guess.
Here's my last question for you, Heidi. Is there anything I could do to support you more?
Well, I guess you're doing the best you can. It comes back to me. I've really got to think about what's going wrong here and there and being honest, firstly, with myself. And then secondly, to share it with you, to nut these little things out, you know. And a lot of it you can work out yourself, but sometimes when you sit back and have a good think, you think, well, yeah, I do need to talk to Alina about these little things. Like I find with my weight, I go good for a while and then I'm like a bit of a yo-yo and, you know, I'll sit on a certain weight for a while and then up and then there and then I'll jump down and then I'll be sitting on that lower weight and then up and down. And so it is a roller coaster because I guess I'm just not perfect. I just can't stay, you know, I don't eat like I do on a reboot all the time. And yeah, that's just life, isn't it? You know, there's yeah, that many.
It's managing a busy life. And I think you're absolutely right. I think people have this idea that weight loss is going to be this, you know, straight line down. And that's not the reality of weight loss, is that it goes up and down. And a lot of that is reflected in, like, you can probably predict when it's going to go up and down. So when you're doing a reboot, you're doing well. And when you're feeling less accountable, you're noticing that weight go back on. And that's life. We're busy and we have to just manage the best we can and do what we have capacity to do.
That's right. And I think staying on track with your weight, like I weigh myself a fair bit because your weight reflects on what you ate that day. And so, you know, when you've overeaten or you've done something you shouldn't do, your scales will tell you that. And when you have been good, your scales will tell you that as well. And so to me, you know, a lot of people go, oh, you shouldn't weigh yourself every day. But that's my accountability as well. And for me personally, that keeps me in check too. And I can start to see them rise. And I'm like, hang on, Heidi, you need to do something about this. You need to rein it in. You either need to get back on a reboot or make sure you do that Monday, you know, fast, because you don't want to undo all the good work you've done and, you know how to do this. So that's Happiness. How I kind of keep myself going too, you know. That's what works for me anyway.
Thank you so much for chatting. Any last thoughts for people?
It's up to you.
Yeah.
You know, the information's here, the support's here, but at the end of the day, it's up to you. And I think we all need a bit of a helping hand to get out of our own roundabouts. And so that's how this has worked for me. It's been a great opportunity to share with other women that struggle with the same struggles that I have with normal life and being a working mum, to do something about your weight, you know, or your health in general, because, you know, you want to live the next 40 years as healthy as you can. You know, it's not just about the weight. It's about longevity of your one body that you get. So I think taking care of it as best as you can is something that we need to do for ourselves. And if you need support to do that, well, who cares? So what? That's what you need. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Thank you, Heidi.